You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for giving us this blessed Monday, another day, a new week, and we thank God for His mercies. Just in about 20 seconds, let's lift up praise to the Lord for His mercies, granting us another day and the opportunity to have fellowship, even as we prayed earlier. But let's just one more time bless the Lord. Theme, we should not forget, stand out is our monthly theme from Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. It reads that, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondages. We're held down by many bondages, sicknesses, disease, fear, all sorts of bondages, insanity, and some of them we have for years and for decades, probably centuries, man has found excuses for them. But Jesus Christ has liberated us from all these yokes or these bondages, and it is our duty to hold on to the liberty that Christ has won for us and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is faithfulness and long-term impact. That's what we are dealing with today, or praying along today. Faithfulness and long-term impact. Now, we must understand that the blessing is hinged on covenant, and covenants go with faithfulness. The blessing that we have benefited from, the blessing that was declared upon Abraham, executed in Abraham's life or given to him, which has passed down to us, that blessing is a person. In the life of a believer, we have learned from Bethel Encounter, the blessing is the Holy Spirit in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit came by promise. Another rendition is covenant. And covenants go with faithfulness. There's no way that a promise can be fulfilled without the element of faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So to be a blessed music servant, you must leave a legacy that ensures impacting generations for Christ out of faithfulness, that you stood for spreading the gospel of Christ Jesus, spreading this gospel faithfully, not that you started and then it was short-lived. It is a joy to meet believers who for years have served the Lord and are still in there. Some, you may have started with them from SU. You may have started with some from children's service. Even when you were a teenager, there were mates that you probably were going to schools or going for community outreaches with. It is a joy that years later, probably in your 50s, in your 60s, to see these people still serving the Lord. Oh, such a joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's our prayer that we'll be long-term believers, enduring to the end and not just short-term, that we won't have encounters of people who have given up the faith. Now, Matthew 25:21 reads that, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things." Faithfulness is what brings rewards at the end of the journey. You must be faithful to the end. If you are running a race and it's 400 meters and you start in the inner lane, and by the time you get to the end of the race, you are in the outer lane or whichever, you should understand that you have not ended well and you need to correct it one more time. Thank God that in our kingdom, the kingdom of our dear Lord Jesus Christ, even if you started the wrong way, you can be corrected. You can make it right. Even if you started right and you fell off along the way, you can still make it right with Jesus. All you have to do is surrender your heart. I want to pray. Maybe you are listening to this right now. You're listening to me, or you are being part of this service right now, and you have not given your life to Christ Jesus. Even before we touch any prayer topic today, this is your day. You can start afresh. I am inviting you to just say this short prayer after me. And after you do so, just like people go into satanic covenants by making declarations and making certain confessions, as you have declared or said this prayer, the Lord, by his Holy Spirit, will come into your heart. Scripture says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, the old is past, and behold, all things have become new. You are a new person altogether. And right from within, your DNA, your spiritual DNA changes. And you have a relationship with our Father in heaven. So please say this short prayer. Lord Jesus, today I come before you. Please have mercy upon me. I am a sinner who cannot save himself. Without you, I can do nothing, oh Lord. From this day, I want to serve you. I want to be your servant. I want you to be my king. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you alone, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
If you said this prayer, you are welcome to the body of Christ Jesus. And now we go into our prayer topics. Our first prayer today, Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, reads that, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." In due season we shall reap, and the key phrase there is, if we faint not. Please say after me, if we faint not.
If we faint
not. The Lord help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So you are praying according to Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, that, "Oh Lord, strengthen me to persevere in ministry and not grow weary." Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. And also intercede for our members. For the race is not to the swift, Lord. It's the Lord that showed mercy. Lord, by Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, we cry out to you. Please have mercy upon us and grant us the grace not to be weary, not to faint. Strengthen us, Lord.
Not to grow weary in the name of Jesus.
We hold on to you, we look up to you. Lord, we hold on to you, we look up to you. Grant us the grace, O Lord, according to your word in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Let us not be weary, let us not faint, no. In the name of Jesus, the grace to persevere, to persevere, to persevere to the end. In the mighty name of Jesus, Abandoribe, Abadabaya, Kabayan, Derebe, Rebebebe, Kebe, Abadabayan, Derebe. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are people who complicate matters when they are running races. Some want to go for steroids, they take all sorts of injections. Some go for all sorts of concoctions. Some go and pass certain places, just complicating the matter whilst it is a simple race. We ought to be patient in our walk with God. That is why, though it is on a race as described, a race in the sense that you run your own race, you stay in your lane according to Christ Jesus, you run the race walking with God. It may sound complicated, but please, by the Holy Spirit, try to understand. It is a race. We have a start, we have an end. The day that the Lord calls us home, we'll all come to the end of our race. But in going on the race, we go by a walk with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Patience is of essence. Patience is of essence. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Don't look at somebody else. Look at Jesus. Don't listen to anybody who is bringing all sorts of doctrines that this is not written in scripture. Jesus is the word. Look at Jesus. That this one is from the spirit. Jesus is the word. Look at Jesus and walk patiently with him. We must not be searching for all sorts of fascinations and all sorts of creations, things we have created. No. The Lord has already set the principles for us. It is not today that because we have technology, we'll bring up all sorts of things. No. The ancient paths that the Lord laid down, by which our fathers walked with God, and they succeeded, we must do the same. Hallelujah. The generation must not depart from the principles laid down, or the principles being Christ Jesus. Now, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We are praying that help me keep my eyes on Jesus, O Lord, and enduring for long-term impact. We are praying, asking the Holy Spirit, please lift up your
hands. Father, please help me keep my eyes on Jesus in this world.
Our Father in heaven, by the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray.
My family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Makaya Daba, help me to keep my eyes on you.
Grace to keep our eyes on Jesus.
Enduring,
not looking to the left, not looking to the right, but to keep our eyes on Jesus. Enduring, enduring, enduring for long-term impact. Long-term impact. From Psalm 71 verse 18, which reads that, now also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not. Wow, that is very powerful. Until I have showed my strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. This is to say that, Lord, don't let me die without impact. Don't let me die without impacting. Let me live long, but to live long with impact. With impact, not just the gathering of years, but to live long with impact. So we are praying that let my ministry leave a lasting legacy for generations. Lord Jesus, you are praying. Begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let my service leave a lasting legacy for generations. Shall we lift up a song of worship in appreciation to the Lord? Thank you.
maybe gave your life to Christ earlier in this service, please ensure that you contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.